You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, some of Santa's most important helpers are his flying reindeer. They were first named in the 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Dunder, and Blixen. Rudolph came later. He was added to the story in 1939. So we're familiar with the poem and the story and the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But what do you and I know about reindeer? Chances are, not much. Well, we're about to learn a little more about these beautiful animals. My guest in this portion of the program is Dr. Clifford Shipley. He's a clinical assistant professor at the University of Illinois Veterinary Teaching Hospital in Urbana, and he routinely treats deer and reindeer. Dr. Shipley, welcome.
Good to be here.
I suspect two reasons that reindeer came into the story of Santa Claus is that they come from the north and they're very fast. Where did they originally come from?
They're from the northern part of Europe, Finland, northern Russia, Norway, Sweden, and prior to the Ice Age, they came all the way down into France.
Hmm. Now, France was once upon a time a very cold place, but certainly in the north, in the northern world, it is very cold. How do reindeer deal with the cold?
Well, they have incredible hair coats. Their hair is hollow and insulates them incredibly well. They also have a fine undercoat in addition to their longer guard hairs. So they handle the cold incredibly well. And actually, I think they enjoy the cold weather.
Yeah, yeah. What about their feet?
Their feet. They have fairly large, flat hooves. And compared to some of our other domestic animals like cattle. And that supports them on the snow as well as supports them on the frozen tundra and the marshy areas where they live. And interestingly enough, their feet do make that clicking noise as they walk and run around.
Hmm.
That's described in the poem.
Yeah, yeah. And also I understand they have a special kind of nose that helps them stay warm.
Yes, their nose has, unlike a lot of the other cervidae, deer species, they have their fur comes down further on their nose, and their muzzle is well protected for foraging around in the snow and ice.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a picture of a fellow named Klondike, who's at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul, Illinois, and he certainly is a handsome fellow, and he's really got a furry nose there. What a beautiful big nose.
He's quite a fellow. Yeah. Klondike's one of my favorite patients.
Yeah. What are they like as patients?
Actually, reindeer of all the cervidae, deer species, are very easy to tame. They're very calm. Most of the hardy reindeer are halter broke and can be restrained just with a halter. Very calm, very nice animals. The only time you have any problem at all really with them is with the bulls during the breeding season, during the rut. And sometimes they get a little fractious at that point.
Yeah, okay. Well, stay out of their way then.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, let's go back and talk about how fast they can run. How fast can a reindeer run?
They can run pretty fast, and I really don't know exactly. I think I'm more concerned this time of year about how fast they can fly.
Oh, yeah. Pretty fast. They have to make all those deliveries.
They've got to make a lot of stops.
In one night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they solitary animals, or do they like one another's company?
They tend to be herd animals. In other words, they hang out together, and that's for a lot of different reasons. Just instinct, but it also helps them guard themselves against predators, which would be not here in Illinois, but wolves and other creatures such as bears, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Is the domesticated reindeer different from the wild reindeer, or are they pretty much the same animal?
Well, there's a little technical thing. People refer to reindeer and then in the northern hemisphere here, in North America, we have caribou. And when you look up scientific names, they're technically the same species, but there are some differences because reindeer have been domesticated and really farmed for thousands of years, that there are some minor differences. Coat color, and of course they've been selected for their docile nature. So there's a little difference between them and the wild, quote-unquote, caribou. But I think the same species, I think they're rangifer is the scientific name.
Hmm. How do reindeer differ from deer?
Well, there are, if my memory serves me correct, 32 different species of deer. So you got to be a little more technical, but I'm betting you're referring to white-tailed deer, which are very common here in Illinois. There's both in the scientific class Cervidae, so there's cervids, and they have quite a few similarities, but they also have some differences. Their diets tend to be just a little different. Reindeer are graze on the tundra, mosses, lichens, eat some small bare bushes, etc., and grasses. Deer here, white-tailed deer, tend to be more browsers. In other words, they prefer your fruit trees and other shrubs and bushes, and they do eat alfalfa, clover, corn, soybeans, those sort of things, but they tend to be more browsers than the reindeer. Reindeer would be classified more as an intermediate type feeder than that. Their hair coats are fairly similar, except in color. They have the hollow hair, which protects them. Reindeer, interestingly enough, get West Nile, and whitetails do not. So there are some, but they're both in the same family and tend to be, have more similarities than they have differences. Their digestive system's the same, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Are their antlers the same?
Well, reindeer tend to have very, very large antlers for their body size. They make some of our whitetails look like they need to go on some better nutritional programs. Mm. But the male reindeer have huge, huge antlers, and they can get very, very big antlers. And interestingly enough, of all the Cervidae species that there are, caribou and reindeer are the only ones where the females have antlers.
Hmm.
So the other species, none of the other females have antlers.
So the female reindeer, they must have to use those. They must come in handy for protecting themselves?
There's been so much speculation, and you read so many things. No one knows, but the speculation is that pregnant females don't drop their antlers until after calving in the spring. And the speculation is there that they have the antlers to help protect their young from predators. And that probably makes sense biologically and physiologically both.
Yeah. Well, if their diet is lichens and grasses, what do they eat in Rantoul?
Well, the Hardies do a great job. They've worked very hard to develop and work with several different suppliers and develop a reindeer diet. The Reindeer Owners and Breeders Association also has some information on diets, and some of the feed companies have responded by making some specialized diets for reindeer that more closely match what they need. But between the feed and that they give them and the grasses, pasture that they give them, and hay that they give them, they do pretty well.
Yeah, well, Klondike's a great, big, beautiful guy.
Yes, he is.
A big, healthy reindeer. Dr. Shipley, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
It was great to visit with you.
Dr. Clifford Shipley is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Illinois Veterinary Teaching Hospital in Urbana. He routinely treats deer and reindeer. For directions and hours, if you're interested in meeting reindeer in Rantoul, if you're interested in Mark and Julie Hardy's Reindeer Ranch in Rantoul, you can check them out online at www.reindeerranch.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer. Cupid
and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Vroom, 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 Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it closed. All of the other reindeer